Tonight's shir, Simon Shin Aleph, Se'if Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dav, Lamed Hei. Se'if Lamed Beis, Hayotzei B'ma'os Hatsurim Lo B'sidino Chayiv. If someone who got on Shabbos with coins tied in his Sadin again is like a cape or cloak that he wears, he's Chayiv. This is the rice of Karen. Al Babayis Mutter Im Tzarech, though the Ramos is in his house, if he's necessary to wear it, he can wear it. V'afilu einam tzurim, even if they're not tied up, rak shehem menukavim, provided that the coins are pierced, that there's a hole in them. Mr. Brewer explains, Sivkan kuf yutas chayiv. To go out with coins tied in his sadin is nisa diraisa, the derech hotsohi, that is the normal way to go out with coins in your pocket. It's the exact same thing if he'd go outside on Shabbos with coins tied up in his pocket, in his clothing. Al babayis, but in the house, otocha eruv, but if there's an eruv and he's in the eruv, the last be mishum iser hotza'o, so there's no concern of carrying on Shabbos, shari, that would be permitted, but ofen hamavur lekameh, in the method described ahead in the Ramah. Sifkatan kuf chaf mutter. In his house he can go, leos lovish besadan said to wear this cloak, imsarach lo hasadan, if he needs it. The yesh oim, some say, the high imsarach lo, high when it says he needs it, it means, shir lahanicho, he's afraid to leave it. Shlo yavor legazlo, he doesn't want it to be stolen. Al mishum tzrichus hasadin ba'almo lo hutulo letaltel. But just because he needs the sadin, that alone is not enough to move it. It has to be because he's afraid the money will be stolen. Sifkan kuf chaf alf rak shehem inu kavim. So Moshe says the coins should be pierced. Zehuvim adumim o matbeos kasev. The zehuvim adumim, I'm assuming, are like gold nuggets or silver coins. Dein alay yishem muksai dezev. There's a hole in it. There's no muksa. Doror lislo so, but sava bitol tachshit. It's fit to be hanged around his daughter's neck as a jewelry. Looking from the Gun's commentary, cause the koigam areisha. This is going on the beginning of the sif too. Dainu b'tzirim b'sadino. That when the mechaber says you can't go out on Shabbos if they're tied in the sadin, boigam came in ukovim. It's discussing when there's a hole in the coin. So mux is not the issue. The only issue is hotzah. The time of his explanation is the ilohayim ukovim, because if it wasn't pierced, if the coins weren't fit for jewelry, that will be also to move the whole cloak. Because the whole sadin becomes muksa as a basis, as a base for the money that's been in there from Erev Shabbos. That's the normal place to put it. It's a normal way to put coins tied up in the sadin. That's normally how they went. So then the whole sadin becomes a basis, becomes a base for the muksa, and the whole sadin is off limits. So the only case that it's talking about is when it's not muksa, must be there's a hole in it, and now the issue is hotza exclusively. Se'if lamed gimel asur lotzeis b'shabbos b'ma'os o b'kesef v'zav hatfurim b'vigdo. It is forbidden to go on Shabbos with money or silver and gold sewn into the lining of his clothing. This isn't chayiv. This isn't an issa d'oraisa. This is asur. Why isn't an issa d'oraisa? Because it's not the normal way to carry. This is not in his pocket. To sew it into the hem, sew it into the lining, this is darbon. The Ramah says, v'yesh matirim p'mekom p'seidah. Some allow going out with this on Shabbos if it's a case of loss. Shiyarei shiyigzilu imenu imyanichem abayis. He's afraid it'll be stolen if he leaves it at home. V'yelich mehem, and he leaves them. V'cheinu hagen lahakel im tzorech latzei, so the minig is to be lenient if he needs to go out. But if he can't stay home and just not leave, lo yetzei, then don't leave. Now, if he doesn't need it, he can leave them and safe at home, then be machmir. Don't go out with your cloak, like the Mechaber says, also let's say, with the money sewn into the clothing. Mr. Brewer, Sivkan, Kuf, Chav, Beis, also let's say, V'chulu, it's also to go out on Shabbos with the money or silver gold sewn into his clothing. It doesn't become like part of the clothing. There are other things that are sewn in, like a label or a tag. Because these are significant. They're not bottle. They're not subordinate to the clothing. Mekamakam less behu chiyuva. At the same time, there's no issa diraisa. Kamo b'tzivurin l'malak, we had above in the case of the coins tied. El yisur is also mishum delav derech hatsahi. Since it's not the normal way to carry on Shabbos, it wouldn't be an issa diraisa. Sevkan kufchav gil mekam seida. The Mamor says yesh matim. Some allow him to go out wearing the money sewn into his clothing if it's a question of a loss. That means they sewn it into the clothing before Shabbos. The taimum and the logic of those who allow it, the kiyum, the last bay el isra banim, since the only isra we're dealing with is on a rabbinic level. Mishum delav derechot sahi, because it's not the normal way to carry, like we said before. The kol shkim bizman is, and especially today, t'lahabe poiskin less than mishasam diraisa. According to many poiskim, we don't even have a public thoroughfare on a Torah level. So therefore, hey Caleb and Malcolm say this, they're lenient in a case of a potential loss on an Issa Drabbanan in a Carmelis. The Adam Bahul al Mamono, because people are very concerned about their property, about the money, and he may do something irrational. If you don't let him do this, Yavolav Alisitar, he could be over an Issa Diraisa. The Yavolachbor Bekarka, he may dig a hole in the ground, Lahatman, to hide the money. Or anything else like that. So better let him wear the clothing with the money sewn in than set him up for nisa deraisa. The same is true if he did not get a chance to sew them into the clothing before Shabbos. He could take them out of Shabbos with some other deviation. So it shouldn't be the normal way to carry. For instance, he puts the money between his clothing and his body, or in his shoe, like in his waistband or in his shoe. But of course, the better etza is to sew it into his clothing before Shabbos starts. Now, in this scenario, it doesn't sound like he's talking about money with holes in it, that the Vilna Gaon said is how to learn up the first case in Sif Lama Beis. This sounds like it's regular money that he's trying to save and trying to hide. Later on, in Shin Lamed Dalet, Se'if Beis, the Mechaber says, Yesh matirin letaltal ma'os edvarm ha-muksim k'tei lehatzilam b'nei ha-daleka o'mei ha-nasim ha-bom ha-gozlam. There are those who allow moving coins and other muksa items, basically suspending the rules of muksa, to save them if they may get burnt up in a fire or they may be stolen. Because in a case of Peseda, Ein Lachos Issa Muksa, the Chum did not impose the rules of Muksa when you're facing a loss. Now, the Mechaber goes on to say, Yesh Osim, some disagree. But he starts over the Yesh Matirin to move coins when you're afraid of a loss. And the Mishnah Brewer on that Halacha brings that if we're not going to allow him to save it, he may do an Issa D'Raisa, like dig a hole in the ground and bury it in the ground. And therefore, there's an etza that he could put it between his clothing and his body, not to do it a regular hotzah. And he says, look back into Ramon, Shin Alf, Sif, Lama Gimel. Even though he doesn't tell us here to look in Shin Lama Dalet, but it's Pashat, I think it's relying on that halacha. Because the Ramish was telling us to take the money and stick it in your waistband, put it in your shoe, what happened to Muksa? This is going according to the opinion that we're going to matir moving Muksa like money, if it's a question of a big hefset. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Kuf Chaf Dalet. In Tzarech Lotzeis, if he has to go out, so we're Mekel. Kegon Sheyarbe, he's afraid. Shem Yeshu Bevayis Kol Hayom, if he stays home all day, Yagishu Boshu Shoma Osav, people realize he's watching his money, if you have all the gods on, they'll break into this, rob him. Sifkan Kuf Chaf Hei Lo Yetze, if he could stay home, don't go out. Hayna Chutz Le'erev, meaning out of the Erev, Kshulavash Mebegin, when he's wearing the garment. If he can leave it there and not be nervous about it, he should be strict. Not to wear the garment with the money sewn in. The Chashin and Shem Yitzchak are afraid he'll go out of the Erev with that garment. Se'if Lamed Dalet. Yotze Odom B'sudor Hamakupol Al Ksefoy Afal Pisha Einima Kruchalo Al Etzba'o. A person is allowed to go out with a suder. A suder, sometimes we say it's like a turban, but it's not just a turban. It covers his head and his shoulders. So the suder is going to be on his head, wrapping on his shoulders, even though there isn't a thread on his finger to keep it in case it blows in the wind, something like that. But if this sudor does not cover his head and most of his upper torso, Asur lotseis bo, he cannot go out on Shabbos wearing that. Elokin kasha shnei roshov lamatamik seifov zem zeles, he ties the two ends under his shoulders, one to the other. Mishtabur sifkon kufchav zayin, hamakupu al seifo. To have it folded down on his shoulders is okay. Afal gav de betalis asur mekul, even though we learned before that a talis, you can't go out of the talis folded up on your shoulders. Kamosha kasa besif chavtes. Like was written back in Sif Chatas. The Sudar, with the Sudar, sure, it's okay. The Sudar derech levisha, so kach b'chol, this is how they word on a weekday. The kaplo, al ksef, to fold on shoulder. It almost sounds like a kafiyah. Something like that. It's not as big as a talus, but it goes over his head, top of his shoulders. V'chol zem mai b'mekoymish derech eza anoshim lelech kein lefam. Now, of course, this only describes places where people go this way on occasion. This is how they dress, so therefore, it's not considered carrying on Shabbos. Even though he doesn't have a thread around his finger, there is an opinion in the Gemara that he has to have a thread that comes from the sudor wrapped around his finger, and he holds on to that to keep it from falling off his shoulder. We don't pass like that opinion. If the sudor does not cover his head and his shoulders, his rubo, rosh rubo, then he has to make sure to tie the ends. It's a short sudor. It's not large enough to cover his head and most of his body. So he has to tie the two ends beneath his shoulders. Like a belt, therefore it's mutter, even though it's short. But if this sudor is large enough to cover his head and most of his body, then even if it's folded on his shoulders, that's fine. Like was written in the beginning of the paragraph, that's called a garment, and that is how they wear it. Well, we wrote more about this. Se'ev lamed hey, levadim hakashim, sheets of felt that are stiff, asur lehavim b'shesuram of karmelis, he can't bring them into a public domain or even a rabbanan domain. A karmelis is a public domain or rabbinic level. He can't do that. Kshu mu'utuf behem, wrapping himself in them, because it's not clothing. If it's not very stiff, motor would be okay. People don't dress themselves in stiff sheets of felt. It's a burden. It's forbidden. According to the Rambam, it seems, even if they are thin, it's still forbidden. Because it is hard, because it's stiff. But if they're not very stiff, then it would be okay. Lahaviyam derech ituf, to wear them outside afilu b'shesuram, even in a public domain, because it's not so stiff, so it's more similar to a garment. The Rambam says it's not enough that they should be soft, they also have to be thin, like clothing. If you want to wear it outside, it has to be more like clothing. So the halacha is it should be thin and soft and certainly not stiff. And the question is, even if it's soft, that it shouldn't be thick.